What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Litton, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation. Guys, I can't believe we have 12 games to go over. I am, like, mind blown at all the overtimes, the giant, massive lines that we saw across the NBA today. I don't have any time to waste. I know you guys don't want to waste any time. Let's get straight to the action. Guys, first game of the day, the Atlanta Hawks. We saw Trae Young return, but it was not enough. The Charlotte Hornets had actually like a fire game. I actually got a chance to watch this. I watched a lot of NBA today just to kind of see what was happening. The Hornets win it 133-126 over the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young's return. Of course, we'll always check out the losers like we usually do. It's good to see you guys, by the way. I haven't been around in a while, man. I feel like it's been a minute. I miss you guys. We're going to take on the Atlanta Hawks today. First person, of course, we'll look at Trae Young return. He played 20 minutes. He's on a minutes limit. They have him back-to-back. He's probably not playing. Just already penciling in for a no show for the day. DMP, whatever you want to call it. Trae Young for the day had 20 minutes. He had 8 points, 10 or 1 rebound, 10 dimes, and a steal. I like the assist. He got 10 dimes in 20 minutes. That's pretty good. 3 of 8 shooting. The shooting's going to be off. He didn't make a single triple, and he had 2-2 from the free throw line. I'm pretty sure he's going to get ramped up back to the 35, 36 minutes that he's getting. I would just have some patience here. The biggest thing we have to realize is that there's a guy by the name of Jalen Johnson who's just a beast, man. This is his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Jalen Johnson. If you watch the show, happy birthday, brother. But, dude, this is ridiculous. 43 points, 11 rebounds, 9 dimes, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 59% from the field. He shot 16-27 and 7-7 from the free throw line. He's a star, man. He's a star. We're going to see what happens with this whole dynamic of Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, who does more, who does what. I feel like should they be probably prioritizing Jalen Johnson a little more? Probably. Will they? Who knows? Does Trae Young make the team worse or better? I think he makes the team better. I mean, just to have a passer like Trae Young come back automatically, and he can score when he gets hot. But I want to see if Trae Young is going to be able to trust his teammates more in this process. That'll be like the long-term goal of like what happens here. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he played. He had 34 minutes. He's a hold. Do not drop Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He was getting 30 minutes before they left. I mean, before Trae was there, and he got 30 minutes. He got a ton of usage when he left. But you do not drop Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Nahl, as they say, is his initial star. Had 28 points, 8 rebounds, 2 dimes, 4 triples, 11-18 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Hold. Just hold. I think he's still going to get enough value, and he just looks like a way better player. Like, I don't know if he was just with SGA over the summer. You know the Cousins, if you didn't know that. Now you know. Because some of his game kind of translates over to SGA, and I'm like, oh, man, he's just, like, doing some sweet moves now. So you just hold Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Figure it out. He's still going to get the boost tomorrow. Trae Young's probably not going to play. It's a back-to-back. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Trae Young's probably not going to play. It's a back-to-back. So we should see Nickeil Alexander-Walker get plenty of minutes and still go crazy. Dyson Daniels still doing his thing. Well, I'd see a little bit more steals, but I mean, you can take what you get from here. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 6 times a steal, No triples. He had 6-12 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. He's not the best free throw shooter. It's going to be interesting to see where his usage falls when everybody's all wrapped up. That's a good one to watch. And of course, Onyeka Okongwu just kind of doing his thing. He didn't shoot a triple this time, but he did use some defensive stats. He had 12-4 and 1 assist with 3 steals and a block. 5-10 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Big minutes, 36 minutes. I'd pray for Kristaps Porzingis, man. I don't know what's going on there, man, with the health thing. It just keeps coming back. So, of course, we roll on Onyeka Okongwu. He was balling before that. He should continue to ball out. And he is a stellar player to play rest of season. Zachary Richesay had 5 points and 3 rebounds in 20 minutes. Dude, you do not need the roster. I'm so serious. In 12 leagues, like, just drop him. Leave him. It, especially with Trey back and all this usage shit. Yeah, no. You don't need the roster, this guy. And then you had on the bench, you just kind of had a little bit of like whatever, 5 points for Mo Gay. The usage for Vic Krejci got killed. He had 5 points in 23 minutes, and that hurts because, well, they have Trey back. Same for like Luke Kennard. If you're shooting threes for him, similar situation, 4 points and assists in 13 minutes. You don't have to worry about these guys. There's still a play tomorrow with the back to back, but Trae Young's back in, and that is a lot of usage getting sucked up for the rest of the team. Let's go ahead and check on the Charlotte Hornets. Dude, you did the craziest first half, like 80 points in one half from the Charlotte Hornets? What? And they had 18 triples in the first half, and they like tied the franchise record. Crazy, crazy day. Like, it's been a crazy day in NBA. Trust me, we got plenty more games to talk about. Of course, the man came back, LaMelo Ball, balled out. No pun intended. 28 points, 4 rebounds, 13 dimes, 1 steal, 8 triples. Bro, Jesus. 10 of 16 from the field, and he didn't shoot a single free throw, although he can make those, so that'd have been nice. He did give you 6 turnovers. Who cares? Monster line. You're probably punting turnovers anyways if you have another ball. Welcome back. Now we just want him to stay healthy. Like, please, just stay healthy, bro. Talk about staying healthy. Brandon Miller is a problem, man. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 8 dimes, 3 steals, 1 block, 4 triples, and he shot good. 9 of 15 from the field and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. You're not going to believe this. I think over the last 3 games, just the last week, small sample size, I understand, he's like a top 25 player. His game translates so well to fantasy, and people don't know really like how talented Brandon Miller is as a player. If you held, like, I hope you held. Or, like, you bought low when he was injured and it was everybody was like, oh, my God, his shoulder's cooked. Dude, you're in store for, like, a crazy run for us this season. I think he will be getting plenty of playing time. And, of course, he'll be getting plenty of shots. Talk about, like, plenty of shots, dude. Connor Knipple is a baller. He's just a baller. 28 points, 5 rebounds, 7 dimes, 3 steals. He's 7 dimes. He is diming the ball. 6 triples. Jesus Christ. 10 of 17 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Just balling. Of course, with all those guys doing the main damage, that's good that they're prioritizing Brandon Miller and they're prioritizing Colin Knipple as getting a lot of shots. I mean, you know, Mo's going to take his. Miles Bridges only got 13. He still got a lot. That's still a good amount of shots. But a lot of usage went away. He had 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Miles Bridges is somehow just going to like stay relevant because that just is what Miles Bridges does. And one of these guys may go down. You know, you're always watching for LaMelo to make sure his ankles are good. And when that happens, Miles Bridges does more. He's a hole. He's just going to do his thing. The rest of that, they honestly, those three guys sucked up and did most of everything. Carl Brenner had 27 minutes. He had 8-4-2 with a steal on the block. 3-5 from the line. 2-4 from the free throw line. Not desirable from the free throw line. Just kind of like a low-end center now. Do you have to hold? I would, but like, I mean, you're probably like the early days, you're probably not going to get as much as that. He's a rookie center too, you have to realize. So you got to be a little patient with the fella. Yeah, like 4 points with KJ Simpson. Yeah, 10 points and 4 rebounds from Tijon Salon. Well, it's good to see him hooping. He had 2 triples to go along with it. That's more deeper league stuff. He only got 15 minutes. Sion James is good for defense. That's more so like a real life perspective, not necessarily a fantasy perspective. So you don't have to worry about him in fantasy. Good win from the Hornets. That is that's encouraging. And I'm excited to see what these guys do long term. Next game of the day, guys, we still got 11 more. We're counting down. Long night, but we're gonna have an absolutely fun time doing it. Jalen Brunson, go ahead, bucket, the in-season tournament MVP. Sorry, I didn't put respect on his name. got the dub against the New York Knicks get the dub against the Indiana Pacers, 114-113. He shot the three to win the game. It wasn't a buzzer beater per se, but it was the game-winning shot. We'll go ahead and check on the Indiana Pacers first. Sucks because New York Knicks had like two of their big guys out, but you know. Oh, no. Yes. Josh Hart and Kat Ostad. Let's go ahead and check on the Pacers. Huge day from Andrew Nembhard. Like this, 31 points, one rebound, four dimes, one steal, four triples, 12 and 19 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He played 37 minutes and he did a whole bunch of everything. You will take that. He was in a little bit of like a shooting slump too, so it's good to see him correct that. Pascal Siakam is just doing what Pascal Siakam does. Huge defensive stats. He's just like doing everything he can to get a win. He didn't shoot his best today though. 26-6-5. He had 3 steals and 2 blocks. Thanks, brother. I'll take that. 2 triples, 9 of 22 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Cool. Just pass over to Siakam. The worry is, like, will they tank? This team doesn't usually like to tank. I think it'll be fine. He may get a couple rest days here and there, but I think by the time playoffs roll around, you should be okay. Benedict Mathurin at 16-8. He is a good rebounder sometimes. You know, he does that thing. 2 assists. I mean, he gave you 2 of them. 2 steals, 2 triples, a bunch of 2s, 7-18 from the field. And he didn't shoot a single free throw, which is interesting. He didn't shoot a single free throw. J-Hub got the start. He at least gave you 2 blocks. He didn't have his best shooting night, though. 6 points, 10 boards, and assists. 2 of 7 from the field. Womp, it sucks. But he gave you 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I will take it. Quinn Jackson got the start today. Good to see him back from his injury. I know he had an injury. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That means Ethan Thompson went to the bench. He only played 3 minutes, and I think that's probably done. If you had him, you can drop him. Also, Isaiah Jackson, he got 26 minutes. He actually got the bulk of the minute. Was he in foul trouble? J-Hub was actually not in foul trouble. He just got the bulk of the minutes. So 4 points for Isaiah Jackson. 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, and 2 of 3 shooting. I still would rather have Huff. It just was an off game over Isaiah Jackson. Now, Isaiah Jackson is probably someone you would have in deeper leagues. There was no Cat for the New York Knicks, and there was no Josh Hart. So we saw Mohamed Diawara move into the starting lineup, along with Ariel Hakpoti to play center. Just because they also rest Mitch Robb. There was no Mitch Robb in this one, too. Ariel Hakpoti got the start for center. He had 26 minutes. He had 4, 5, and 3 with a steal and 2 blocks. He had 1 of 3 shooting. He only took 3 shots. Super low usage. That's like old Tib days usage. And 2 of 4 from the field. I mean, from the free throw line. This is probably a one-off thing. I believe they'll probably play tomorrow. They just gave him a break because, you know, technically, they play 83 games this season since they won the tournament and they played that finals run. So they just gave them a break because they do have a back-to-back playing tomorrow. Plus, that's also the harder matchup. Mohamed Diawara had only 18 minutes. Didn't get to do much. 5 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You can pretty much write that off too. Don't need to worry about it. We'll go ahead and check on OG Anunoby, who did play. He was on a report, and I wonder, is he sit tomorrow? That's interesting. He was on a report today. It's questionable, but he played. And I wonder if they give him a break tomorrow. I don't know. Might be something you want to keep an eye on. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 triples. He just had a bad shooter. He had bad percentages night. 5 of 13 from the field, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Maybe you shouldn't have played. We'll go ahead and check on Jalen Brunson, who had the game-winning shot. Good stuff, brother. Look at him. He's just riding his MVP momentum. Probably another All-NBA season loading. Let's see how far they can take it, man. 25 points for Jalen Brunson, 7 and 7. I love that. 25-7-7 is a good game. 3 steals. Wow, you just had like this. Maybe he's feeling himself. 3 triples, 10 of 23 from the field. Not his best shooting night. 43% on high volume was not the best. And he only had 2 of 3 from the free throw line. You would usually get more vibes from him there. Still, good game. He had a game-winning shot. Good stuff from him. You have Mikal Bridges, who doesn't miss a game. He's never going to take off a game. Hopefully, knock on wood that he always stays healthy. 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a block. Only got 1 block out of him. Usually get like 3 defensive stats, like minimum. 4 triples, 9 and 19 from the field, and he misses only free throw. Good game from him. He's always going to soak up some extra uses if the guys are out. And you can just count on him being Mr. Reliable. You know, he's always there, durable as ever. Jordan Clarkson had a nice little scoring game here, riding off the high of the in-season tournament finals as well, the NBA Cup. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 5 triples like that. 6 of 12 from the field, he shot good. This is just like microwave Jordan Clarkson from like Utah days. Nice. Tyler Cullen. Wow, this is, dude, this is kind of impressive. What, you did this in 26 minutes? I won and very happy that Mike Brown has stretched out the rotation. But this is really good. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 11 dimes, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 7 to 10 from the field. I will want to bank on it, but it's hard to bank on it when you have no Josh Hart, you have no Cat, and you're like, oh, well, how does Cat play into this? Cat's just usage. Mitch Robb's also not there. That's probably not as much as an interference to Tyler Cullen. But the biggest thing is that you don't have any Deuce McBride. And that's going to be a lot of those point guard minutes. He should be back pretty soon. I think Deuce McBride's probably coming back maybe next week. But that's really impressive from Kolek. He's a good passer. I would love to see him get more minutes. I just don't think that it's guaranteed moving forward. If you want to take a swing on it, it's probably best to do it in deeper leagues. Good stuff from the Knicks, man. They are keeping it rolling. NBA Cup champs and NBA championship loading. I don't know, man. New York would explode. It would just like burn off the map. It'd be insane. Miami Heat get the dub against the Brooklyn Nets. I almost called them the New York Nets, and they probably would have came and found me and hunt me down. The Brooklyn Nets, 106-95, going to Brooklyn and getting the dub. It's crazy. We actually we'll get on the Miami Heat because we have something interesting to talk about, and maybe Spo will do it more often. We'll go ahead and check on the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, MPJ is just still hooping. 28-6-3 with 5 triples, 10-24 from the field. That's a bad shooting night for him. And 3-3 from the free throw line. No defensive stats there, but that's okay. He gave you big points numbers. You had Nick Claxton, nice game. Love this game. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 8-9 from the field. He misses only free throws. I think I can forgive him for that. At least it was just 2. It could be more. Noah Clowney I don't know what he was shooting at. Maybe this was just throwing the ball up. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. 2-13, brother. 4-4 from the free throw line. At least he made his free throws, but that hurts. That's very high volume, and he just didn't make anything. You had 18 shots from Yegor Yeoman. That's a lot of shots, dude. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 triples. He had 5-18, though. Shot 28%. Thanks, man. I think he's still more deeper leagues. He's one of those guys you just kind of got to wait. Because the rookie point guards, they usually figure it out later in the season. And when February hits, they're just like, yeah, man, I'm just going to start balling. Because, you know, the game slows down. Eventually, the game slows down. And he had 1-2 from the free throw line. So when the game slows down for him, he'll be better. You just kind of got to wait it out. Terrence Mann is still in the starting lineup. He's just kind of there. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I like the defensive stats. 2-4 from the field. You not touch him in 12-team leagues. He is more of a deeper league guy. Nobody else really did anything. You're like, 4 points and 6 boards for De'Ron Sharp. Whenever his time comes, we always wait for it, but like we're going to be waiting for a little bit. Also, you had Danny Wolfe, only played 19 minutes. No foul trouble here, but he had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals with a triple, 4-11 from the field. He's also one of those guys who's just kind of waiting to be like, hey, man, whenever you're ready. I think it's going to be more so of a late season thing, but he is doing a little bit now. If you want to kind of hold his stats, totally understand. Cam Thomas is due back soon. Should be soon, maybe in the next week and a half or so. So that'll be interesting to see how everything plays once he's back. We're going to check on the Miami Heat. No Tyler Hero. They're also on the back to back. I hope Tyler Hero plays. He also didn't practice when they practiced, so like. I hope he plays, though. We would love to see Tyler Hero back. But with no Tyler Hero, guess who moved into the starting lineup? Kella Ware. Wow. And look what he did. 22-12 with 4 blocks? Yeah, man. He can ball. He also had an assist to go along with it and 1 triple. 8-11 from the field. He shot 73%, 5-6 from the free throw line. Dude, when he's like starting, that's like a top 30 player. Jesus. I mean, we know what happens when Tyler Hero comes back. Most likely, Kella Ware moved to the bench. I do think they need to look at the double big a little bit more because it's like, dude, it's kind of dangerous and it's really nice. But we'll see what happens. With Kella Ware absolutely like crushing it this game, Bam got a lot of good blocks, but he just shot like dog water. Really bad. 8 points, 17 boards. That's cool. One assist, one steal, three blocks, all defensive stats. But he had 4-13 from the field. He shot 30%. And he missed both free throws. Dude just was like, I don't care. He's had a bad game. He had foul trouble. It was an off game. Do not worry about Bam. He'll be better in the next one. And he probably will have a little bit more to do with Kelo Ware on the bench. You also had a rough shooting night from Andrew Wiggins. 10-4-2 with two steals with two triples. This is a bunch of twos. 3-11 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line. That's a bad shooting night. He still should be rostered in Talking Leaks. Norman Powell, of course, he usually does a little extra when there is no hero. 24.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 triples, 8 of 14 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And I still believe that you should sell high. I will keep saying that because one day we're going to have a fully ramped up hero and Norman Powell is just kind of going to be there. And the biggest thing is we have data, like a lot of data, that suggests that it's probably going to trend in the same direction. Davion Mitchell, still in the starting lineup. They're opting to keep him in. He's just like the facilitator now. It also is cutting a lot of Tyler Hero's production, although I think Tyler Hero is still kind of ramping up to full value. If you want to kind of give like a similar example, it's kind of like Coby White. Oh, Coby White was just kind of like, kind of here. And then last game, Coby White popped off, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's just heating up. Davion Mitchell, 10.7 assists, one steal, 5-11 from the field. He's cool to roster. I think he's more of an assist streamer in 12-team leagues. He's getting the time, so like I understand if you want to hold. But if there's someone better that's doing a little bit more, I totally understand. Jaime Jaquez Jr., of course, he does more with no Tyler Hero out either. It's just a bunch of usage. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 triple, 9-13 from the field. He had a good shooting night. I don't think you need to roster him. But if you want to, hey, that is totally understandable. That's on you. For deeper leagues, you could always kind of look at some of these guys like Drew Smith, who had 6 dimes, 2 steals, and a block. I like the defense stat. He just shot bad, but he does enough to be rostered in deeper leagues. And Fontecchio can always be used for 3 corners, although he had a terrible day today. 2-7 shooting. He gave you 7 points on 4 rebounds with a triple. Good stuff from Miami. They're going to keep rolling. They have a back-to-back tomorrow. This should be probably a different lineup if Tyler Hero plays. I think he will, hopefully. No trust. Guys, we'll do this now. Did get it out the way. If you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed, that is with Dr. Brew, the legends, the GOATs. They're like Fantasy Sports Writing Association. They won that like award twice, 3 times, 4 times. I think it's like 5 between them. Like they have 5 of those awards, Writer of the Year. Crazy. But if you are watching that channel and you are like what you're hearing on the Box Score Breakdown with me and William and Spill, we split that Monday through Friday, bring you all the action right after the games. Make sure you please give us a like, subscribe, follow, smash like button, whatever you want to do, Spotify, YouTube, Apple. If you find it somewhere else, let me know. Twitter, yes. But anywhere else, please like let me know wherever you see us. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you give us a follow, and we will keep you in touch with all the actions right after the games. Next game of the day. Yeah, we don't like this team. I don't like the Clippers, man. This franchise is bad. Luckily, they lost. Yay. I swear, everything, like, every time you hear a new story about the Clippers and, like, this Chris Paul situation, it's just like, bro, like, yeah, yeah, it's kind of suck, man. Anyways, OKC back on track, 122-101. After that loss in the semifinals, they said, yeah, we're back. They also have a back-to-back tomorrow, so we didn't see Nene Iheart, and Iheart will be playing tomorrow, most likely. It was rest, so I think he's a go. We'll check on the Clippers. No James Harden. Yeah, James Harden didn't play, and he's uncertain for Saturday. I don't think he plays Saturday. James Harden looked bad that a couple games ago. He's hurt, and he needs the rest. And that's the thing about fantasy. Like, he played, like, 81 games last season. Yeah, man, you can't bank on that every season, man. You got to look at people like Ant. Can't bank on that every season. He's hurt. Foot, like injury management for his foot. We don't even know what's wrong with his foot. It's just his foot hurts. It's tough, man. So we may not see any James Harden. We may see a similar lineup like this for the next game. Kawhi Leonard, of course, 22-8-6 assists, 1 steal. No triples, but he had great percentages. 9-17 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Just like Mr. Perfection, doesn't do anything wrong. John Collins stepped up in a big way. This is a good game for him. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 1 triple, 7-13 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. If you want to pick him up because you think he's going to get hot, sure, I don't. So I think I will skip on that. Zubac had a little double-double. He just kind of was cruising. 11-11 with 3 assists with 2 blocks. Love that. 3-7 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. Not his best shooting night, especially from your center, but he did give you some rebounds and he gave you some blocks, so I would take that. Bogdan Bogdanovich moved into the starting lineup. He had 24 minutes, and he had 14 points, 2 rebounds, and assists with 2 triples. He shot pretty good, though. 6-12 from the field. More deeper league stuff, or if you happen to be streaming them, sure, you can. Chris Dunn is probably the one you more so want to stream. Chris Dunn had 14, 5, and 4 with a block and 3 triples, 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I'd probably rather have Chris Dunn out of those two. Like guys like Kobe Sanders and Jordan Miller, Kobe Brown, these guys are the ones that are kind of like filling in over the last couple weeks. Kobe Sanders had 5 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals in the block. I think it's more deeper league. That's a pretty solid line, though, for deeper league. You got a little bit of everything. 1 triple and 2 of 5 shooting to go along with it. He had 6 turnovers, bro. Oof, that hurts. That sucks, but at least he was able to do everything else. Besides that, not much to talk about from the Clippers organization. That sucks. We'll go ahead and check on OKC. Most of the guys were there. Like I said, there was no Isaiah Hartenstein. I'll be interested to see if, I don't think Jalen Williams is going to sit. He had a wrist injury. I think he needs to sit for tomorrow, but keep an eye. Chet sometimes sit. We'll check, keep an eye on Chet. Maybe this team is angry that they lost and they're going to go on an absolute rampage because they lost the semifinals. And then they're like, oh, we're the OKC Thunder. We're so good. And they're going to go try and kill everybody. So they may all play tomorrow, but keep an eye on injury report just in case. SGA, I mean, what do you expect? 32, 7 and 6, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples, bunch of twos, 13 and 24 from the field. He shot 54%. Rare off night from the free throw line. 4 of 6. That's like bad for him. That's like terminal bad. Like, bro, what? Wow. Just an odd night for him from the free throw line. I'm pretty sure you can chalk that up to just being a bad night and keep taking that top 3 value, man. SGA, man. This is Mr. Consistent. We like that. Chet Holmgren had a pretty solid score in night two. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 3 triples, 8-13 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Cool. Nice, brother. No blocks, but at least he had good percentages. I'll take those. Jalen Williams, I think, is still ramping up. Kind of like these guys, like a Kobe White and a Tyler Hero, like a Anthony Davis, like where it's just like not full footing yet. And he's like still like doing enough. 20 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples. 8-14 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line with 1 turnover. Cool. Cool. Just keep ramping up, buddy. I'll take it. Lou Dort got 0 points. Oh, he didn't get a Tony Snell. He had a rebound and assist. But at 0 points on 0-6 shooting, yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. Kayson Wallace shot terribly, too. But dude gave you 5 steals. That's what he does. That's what he is. He's a steal streamer. 5 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 5 steals, 1 triple. At least that one shot was a triple. And he gave you 2-2 from the free throw line. It's good for steals. You don't have to roster him just because you think he's this 12-team guy and you look at the basketball monster rating and you see he's like this top something player and he must be on rosters. No, that's not how it works. He is a steal streamer and should be looked at as a steal streamer. Deeper leagues, totally understand if you don't roster him. You had Isaiah Joe return. Look at that. Hey, welcome back, man. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 triples, 5 of 7 from the field. Good 3-point streamer in 12-team leagues. And of course, can be rostered in deeper leagues. AJ Mitchell had more to do today. And I like that he had 15 points. A lot of this just comes to garbage time. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 7 of 15 from the field. That's a good game for him. With all these guys back, though, they're more competitive games. He won't be shooting that much, but you can take that one. That was what's up. Anybody else do anything? You had 5 points and 4 rebounds on a block from Aaron Wiggins. More deep really guy. You only had 22 minutes in this one. And that's about it. We should see iHeart return. Keep an eye on Chet and Jalen for the next one. But they both might play. I think OKC is about to go crazy over the next couple weeks. Next game of the day, this was the Wizards, man. They have potential, man, but it's just like, I don't know. It's not coming together. San Antonio Spurs get the dub over the Washington Wizards, 119-94. This was not even close, and I watched a little bit of it. I kind of tuned in a little bit. It was bad, man. They were barbecue chicken. You know, wouldn't be a podcast with me if it wasn't barbecue chicken. We're checking on the main guys. Alex Hart returned. Yay. Dude, it's like, it was just no updates. It's like, oh, he's not healing. And then they're like, yeah, he's not an injury report. I say, what? Okay. Well, good. So he missed about 2 weeks. He's supposed to miss about two games. And I think he missed about 4 to 5. But he's back. That's good. 18 points for Alex Har, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a block, 2 of 4 from the field, 8 of 18 shooting. He didn't shoot a single free throw. He played 24 minutes. Cool. They got bodied. Like, they got destroyed. So I will take that more than anything. Welcome back. And we should see him ramp up over the next coming weeks. Keyshawn George didn't shoot well. And technically, both percentages didn't shoot well. But he absolutely filled the stat sheet. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 7 dimes, 2 steals, 2 blocks. 5 or 13 shooting in front of the field. Didn't hit a triple, unfortunately. And 1 or 2 from the free throw line. He needs to be rostered in all 12 team leagues. And if anybody is like down on him, you go buy low. Because there'll be a point in season when he's going to go absolutely crazy. Actually, Brutus wrote his like B150 like rewrite for the NBA Cup. He had him very high for a reason. And I am very much as high on Keyshawn George. If you can get Keyshawn George from the guy for nothing, you go grab Keyshawn George. Bilal Koulibaly, I apologize. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 of 7 shooting. Yep, that looks like Bilal Koulibaly with 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Good for defensive stats. Sometimes he has a good scoring game. Like I said, it's either going to be like 75% or it's going to be 14% like it was in this one. Bob Carrington at 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, still in the block. He's doing more. I talked about you could pick him up like maybe a couple of weeks back, and I was like, oh, he had a good game. Yeah, you could pick it up. Like to get ahead of it. And like I think he had like a whatever game, but he's kind of been all right. I think if you want to grab him in 12 team leagues, yeah, I understand it. He had 3 triples to go along with it and 6 of 12 from the field. That is I like that line. I don't have anything wrong with that. It's also good to see him get 33 minutes. Yeah. I'd pick him up. CJ McCollum had 11, 4, and 3 with 2 steals, 1 triple, 5 of 12 shooting. No hot shooting this one. Actually, this is kind of regular shooting, which is good. Just not his best game. I mean, these guys got killed. It's hard to read into a blowout. With Alex Har back, you had Marvin Bagley move back to the bench. He had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists in 1 triple. He shot a triple 5 or 6 from the field, 2 or 4 from the free throw line. Just Marvin Bagley. More so deeper leagues now that Alex Har is back, and hopefully Alex Har can stay healthy. You always want to keep an eye on Trey Johnson. He had 8.6 rebounds, 2 assists and steal, 2 triples on 2 of 9 shooting, 2 of 2 from free throw line. More so needs to be rostered in deeper leagues at the moment, but 12 team leagues towards silly season, yeah, we're going to be grabbing this guy. Absolutely. San Antonio Spurs killed it. Victor Wembanyama is still coming off the bench. Totally understand. Also, like, prayers to his family. His grandmother died. They had said that. He said that after the NBA Cup Finals game. So sad for him. So hopefully he will get back in motion. You know, just got to let him grieve like a normal human being. But with that said, he's still, I mean, he did this in 17 minutes, bro. Like, you can't complain. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks in 17 minutes. You did all that in 17 minutes? 1 triple, 6-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Like, dude's going to be top 3. You just got to be patient. Just be patient. We have it, he's back too, man. And they are ramping him up the correct way, which is even better. We'll take a look at the starters and see what happened here. Honestly, they just kind of like a egalitarian effort, man. The whole team kind of just cooked these guys, which is even crazier. Stephon Castle had 17 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, a block, 1 triple, 7-11 from the field, 2-4 from free throw line. Just the craziest percentages. He has 1 high, 1 low. Still, he belongs on rosters, and he's been absolutely stellar this season. It's good to see that he is building on that Rookie of the Year campaign. Luke Kornet got the start. Luke Kornet did Luke Kornet things. Love this. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Thanks, man. Good old Luke Kornet. Devin Vassell, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 7 of 12 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. He's hanging on there, man. You could still sell. I would sell because it's just like, it's not the fact that I don't think Devin Vassell is a talented player. Where's his usage going to come from when you got a full ramped up Wimby? And like, maybe they move him to the bench. I don't think so. I think he still stays in the starting lineup because, well, technically, like, Wimby's just going to get replaced by Luke Kornet. Luke Kornet goes to the bench. Wimby goes to the starting lineup. They're all going to be there. But I think there will be less for him to do when the team is fully at full gum. De'Aaron Fox just, man, he just had a stinker, bro. shot terrible. But at least he gave you three steals. He had 6 points, three rebounds, three assists, three steals, 3-3-3. One triple to go along with it. 1-of-8 shooting. Ouch. 3-of-4 from the free throw line. Not as bad. It was just a bad game. Like, he didn't cook this game like other ones. I think you can give him a pass. He's been absolutely amazing. On the bench, you had Julian Champagne, who had 12-7-2 with four triples. Great triple shooter. He's a talented player. If you need triples right now, that's probably going to be his biggest role, especially with everyone healthy. Deeper leagues, of course, I understand that you want to roster, but don't think about anything like huge value rare of these guys where Wimby was out. He was kind of getting some extra run. He also had 4-of-9 shooting all of his shots that he made were triples. You also got 9 points, 8 rebounds out of Kelvin Johnson. Kelvin Johnson's a deeper league guy now only. The biggest one, I saved the best for last because this guy was special. He was very special. I don't know if this is going to continue. They're prioritizing to give him a bunch of shots. He got a bunch of shots the other game, too, like a couple games back. Dylan Harper, man, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 triples, 9-13 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. You can roster him in 12-team leagues. It's going to be bumpy. He's not always going to get that run. He may have bad games. He's a rookie. This is more so talking about for Dynasty. Or if you can stash him, although this team is competing and they're going to look to make a playoff run, which I think they have the ability to make a playoff run. But for years to come, if you have Dynasty, if you can acquire him or you have him, just be patient, man. Dylan Harper is going to be an all-star one day. Absolutely going to be an all-star one day. Good stuff from the San Antonio Spurs. This team is talented, dude. Talented. I hope they don't trade for Giannis. I just hope they let it rock because they have a real team on their hands. We'll go to the next game. Milwaukee, talk about Giannis. Dude, Milwaukee's bad, bro. Toronto wins it 111-105 over the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll take a look at the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know what this team does. I think they should trade Giannis. It's just bad, bro. And it's like they should fully lean into it. Like, don't do these half rebuilds like the Chicago Bulls. That stuff doesn't work, man. I hate when teams do half rebuilds. But I think it might be time. We'll go ahead and check on some of the guys from the Milwaukee Bucks. Kevin Porter Jr. going crazy. 22 points, 4 rebounds, or 4 assists. Yeah, no, 4 rebounds. 13 dimes? Jesus. 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 7-18 from the field, 6-of-7 from the free throw line. He's just got free run to do whatever he wants. And this is good. This is like, we're kind of seeing like prime KPJ right now. I think he's in his prime years. And he's got that second chance to kind of go crazy after the Houston Rocket days. And he's just doing it. He's just doing it, man. He's going to have good value for the rest of the year. So if you like someone dropped him, you pick him up, dude, just hold. Just hold and let it rock. The other point guard, Ryan Rollins, he actually did he not? Oh, he did not start this contest. I apologize. I did not even notice that. But he still did damage, man. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 triples, 7-of-15 from the field. That's a good game. I'd take that any day. And I would not complain. I would still hold Ryan Rollins too. Because Ryan Rollins is still a top 60 player on the year. You should absolutely hold Ryan Rollins. Bobby Portis, this is what you want for Bobby Portis. When there's no Giannis, he just starts going crazy. This is ballistic. 24 points, 12 boards. Nice double-double. 2 steals in the box. You got defensive stats on Bobby Portis. Jesus. 3 triples, 9-16 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Bobby Portis. Cool. He is a hold. Also, to be fair, though, there was no Kyle Kuzma. He did not play. I think Kyle Kuzma is probably the one you want to prioritize because it takes two to get that kind of value from Bobby Portis. But if you want to hold Bobby Portis, too, and you just kind of hope that he has one of these games, sure, go ahead. You had Gary Trent, who had 30 minutes, and he got 3 points and 2 steals. Cool. You can pass on that. You had a good shooting game out of Miles Turner, man. He was due, man. 21 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 triples, 6-14 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. I'll take that, man. He's been like averaging about 9 points on the season, maybe a little under 10. This has not been his season of scoring. And I think a lot of it is because, well, he has no Tyrese Halliburton. But he's better than that, dude. He's better than that. So this is a good game to have him recreate this game. You had Jericho Sims starting. I do not know why. He had 6.7 boards. Skip right over that. Doesn't matter. Adrian Green returned, and it's good to see Adrian Green. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 2-of-5 from the field. This could be a little bit of a ramp up for him. I know he was putting up some decent value. I'm not going to lie. Over like the last like 2 weeks before he was getting injured, If you want to grab him and get ahead of it, sure. I don't know how good he's going to get again. It may not get back to that. But if you're interested, I totally understand. We'll go ahead and check on the Raptors. There was no Poito this game. I believe, do they have a back-to-back? I think they don't have a back-to-back. But Poito did sit. Oh, they do have a back-to-back, I think. Yes. Yes, I do believe they have a back-to-back. So Poito might have just got that extra rest day. We'll go ahead and check on what happened in Toronto. Scotty Barnes, just, I'm so happy for him. Then we didn't know what was going to happen with his like usage role and everything else. He just became a monster and just went crazy in the defense. 24, 11, two assists, two steals, two blocks, two triples, bunch of twos. 10 and 14 from the field. He just had a rough day at the free throw line, 2 of 5. But like, he's still a first rounder, man. Look at Scotty Barnes, dude. Look at him go. Of course, B.I. is the main scorer. He goes by the name of Notorious B.I. 3, which I gotta admit is a pretty hard nickname. I like that. 29 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 triples, 9 and 18 from the field, 7 and 8 from the free throw line. Good to see him staying healthy, and that's the biggest thing. And I hope they continue to stay healthy. B.I. can ball if you watch.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Him over the years, you know he can ball. It's just been kind of rough sailing in New Orleans, and it's working here in Toronto. It's a good W for him. Emmanuel Quickly, he didn't play last game. He returned to this one. I believe he was ill last time, and he played. He just forgot how to shoot. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal. You love that he did everything else, though. No triples. He had 3 of 11 from the field. This rough shooting night, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He should be able to get back on track with shooting in the next one. You had Ochai Agbaji start. You had 10 points and 2 rebounds. You can skip right over that. Sandro Ramos-Kelesvili got the start for Jakob Poito, and he's a good streaming play. It was 12 games. You probably didn't need to stream, but if you did grab him, I totally understand. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 8 of 12 from the field. Cool. I will take that any day of the week. Dude, Jamal Shedd's just like racking up assists. Jesus. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 11 dimes in 23 minutes. It's like Tyler Cullen. What are these guys eating nowadays? 1 triple to go along with it, 3 of 9 from the field. He didn't shoot good, and he had 1 of 2 from the free throw line. If you absolutely need assists, yeah, man, go look at Jamal Shedd. You should consider him, absolutely. But that's it for the Toronto Raptors. We are like halfway through. I'm counting. Yeah, we're about halfway through, so we're going to power through these next game. Overtime game number 1. Oh, my God. I actually got a chance to watch this. This is a very good game. The Houston Rockets, they lost, bro. They lost to New Orleans Pelicans, 133-128. That was just, man, the Pelicans, Joe Dumars, I might owe you an apology. I might have to owe you an apology, brother. I think this team may be better than what we think it is. Truly, I really think the New Orleans Pelicans are better than we think they are. And they have some really strong pieces on their hands that can play well. And I just hope that they can put it all together. They don't have their pick. They just got to go run at it. So, like, if you're worried about a shutdown, I wouldn't be, man. They don't have a pick to go, like, build up in the draft again. They're going to go. And they have some pieces to actually make some noise. You'd be very surprised. The New Orleans Pelicans got their first 3-game win streak of the season. Good stuff from them. And they beat an absolutely tough team. We'll go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets first. We'll talk about Kevin Durant. And we'll mention something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's actually like just on a monster tear. I was mentioning like buy low a couple, like maybe about a month ago. And I was still like, guys, you might still be able to buy low on him. Because it's just not there yet. And there's going to be some games when he hit the dog days of the season. And he's going to go crazy. Yeah, I think we might be here. 32 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks. Guys, he got 9 blocks over the last 2 games. I kid you not. 4 triples, 12 of 15 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Kevin Durant is mad. He's upset. Apologize for that. He's upset. He is, you could see it like during the last couple of possessions of the game, he's like upset at these last shots and stuff like that. There's really a point where Kevin Durant's going to be like, I've had enough and I got to go be Kevin Durant. And we're this close. We're this close. It's too late. You can't acquire him now. Like, he's popping off, but like, you're about to be getting some crazy Kevin Durant lines coming up. Jabari Smith Jr. had 12 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists. He had 1 triple, 5-18 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. That's just a rough shooting day. But he gave you a double-double. So, I mean, tomato, tomato. Albert Sengun is still putting the monster lines, 28-11-8, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 11-26 from the field. He's more considered like a punt free throw. I'm sorry, punt field goal center. But honestly, punt bowl percentages in this game. 42% from the field, 6-10 from the free throw line, 60%. Oh, God. Not the best game from him, but he has been better with that percentages this season, having been close to like 49 and like 73. Do not worry. I think he is still close to that like top 25 range rest of season. Josh Okogie started again. No Reese Shepard. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Cool. Whatever. Deeper league stuff. Amen Thompson had a solid game. I like this game from him. 26-6-4, 1 steal, 1 block, 11-14 shooting. Ooh, that's some high field goal percentage. And 1-1 from the free throw line. He's just like a good free throw shooter, by the way. I don't know where that came from. Steven Adams, just doing what Steven Adams does, getting all those offensive rebounds. 6 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2-10 shooting. That's, well, geez, man. I hope you like punting field goal at least. 2-10 from the field, 2-5 from the free throw line. Oof. I'm assuming you have him in deeper leagues. You probably did not need to stream him today. You do not need to hold him in 12-team leagues unless you're just like absolutely voided of rebounds. But yeah, you don't need to hold that guy. That sucks that he absolutely just like killed your percentages. Reed Shepard is still shooting some, still not there, but he was doing, I like the peripherals there. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 7 dimes, 1 steal, 3 triples, 4-12 shooting. I take it. It's good to see him get 7 dimes. That shooting should correct itself. He was been playing better, and I think the confidence is starting to show a little bit more. Just be a little bit more patient with him. Yeah, man, New Orleans Pelicans, man. Look at these guys, dude. Getting some dubs against some strong teams. What? We'll go ahead and talk about the anomaly, man. Sadiq Bey hooped, man. He was putting up some crazy shots, and they were going in. 29 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 3 triples, 11-18 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I know Zion Williamson is back. We'll talk about Zion in a second. You probably should hold Sadiq. If he's on your waiver wire, I just hold him. And it's not necessarily for the fact that I think he's just like the next revelation for the New Orleans Pelicans. It's more so like, are you going to trust Zion's health? One. Two, they kind of have a role for him. And he's been shining. And I think that he might do a little bit more. So I would hold Sadiq if I were you. And don't drop him thinking that Zion's going to take this place. I think he'll still have some use for the team. We'll talk about Zion Williamson, who had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a block. He had 3-9 from the field, not his best shooting day, and 3-4 from the free throw line. He's still getting ramped up on minutes. They're taking it slow with him. They did not need him to win this game. I'm going to be completely honest. We'll take a look at the rest of the starters. Trey Murphy, balling as usual. 27 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, steal a block, 2 triples. Crazy percentages, 9-13 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. Thanks, brother. Dude, I'm pretty sure he's top 15 this year. Trey Murphy, bro. He's absolutely exceptional. I know teams are calling for him. I don't think they get him. I think he's going to stay in New Orleans. Derek Queen, special player, man. It's going to start coming together more and more. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. Held his own against Sengun and Adams. 7-16 from the field. He shot 43% and 2-3 from the free throw line. He's going to be very good. And we wonder why they traded up to get him. Maybe they knew all along. Jeremiah Fears only saw 20 minutes in this one. He actually got replaced by Jose Alvarado. Jeremiah Fears had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 8 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. And Jose Alvarado had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, two or five from the free from the field and two or three from the free throw line. Is that something you should worry about? Maybe a little bit, because you also have Jordan Pullback, who got 24 minutes. That minute split's weird. Even like, because the 30 minutes from Alvarado and there's 20 minutes from Jeremiah Fears, that's over 48. You also had 24 from Jordan Poole. It could just be like a mosh posh, depending on like what happens. I think this team wants to win. Jeremiah Fears making the start, but Jeremiah Fears might not close the game, especially if he's not playing well. And that sucks. As a rookie, you want to play through mistakes. But these dudes, like, you still got Jordan Poole, man. They traded a first-round pick for him. He's going to get his time. Jose Alvarado brings the energy and is a great veteran presence on the team. It's going to be a toss-up sometimes. I would hold Fears if you can, man. But, like, you can't expect, like, the last on. I think they had a really good game last week. You can't expect that every contest. Jordan Poole had 15 points, one rebound, two assists, three steals, two triples, 5 of 13 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Wait till he gets hot. We know how Jordan Poole does. And our dude, Herb Jones, he fouled out? Bro, you guys see this? If you're not watching, you listen to it on the podcast later. Herb Jones had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. You're like, oh, Tim, that's cool. He had 8 steals and a block. What? Oh, my God. Wow. 2 triples to go along with it, 7 to 14 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. And people wonder why I say you should probably go pick up Herb Jones again. Whoa, guys, to be fair, this is like peak high-end Herb Jones. Sure, you could view him as a three or as a steel streamer, but Herb Jones can do a little bit more than the rest of the steel streamers. And when it clicks like this, it looks absolutely ballistic. This is crazy. He fouled out of this game and just did a month. He did so much damage. He's a plus 19. You can't replace someone like Herb Jones because he's invaluable, man. What he does, all the little things he does that don't show up on the stat sheet. And once he gets like high steal games like this, he's a monster. Jesus Christ. That is a monster game from Herb Jones. And that's it for the Pelicans. I don't think anybody else did anything too crazy. The main guys hooped. I'm excited to see what this team does. I think they're starting to gain confidence. And that's what we want to see for them. Hopefully, long-term, they can keep it rolling. Next game of the day. Oh, guys, yes, we have another overtime banger. And this one, too, I got a chance to watch the end of this one. Cooper Flag is great, by the way. We'll talk about Cooper Flag in a second. Dallas wins it 116-114 over the number one seed Detroit Pistons. This is a playoff team, guys. You going to be real? Are we serious? The Dallas Mavericks are a playoff team. And guess who they still have to add? Yeah. We'll talk about the Detroit Pistons first. We got some guys to talk about on this team. Kay Cunningham, I mean, I don't even know what to say. 29-10-9. 1 assist away from a triple-double. 1 block, 2 triples, 12 of 30. Oh, geez. Whoa. 12 of 30? Ooh, that hurts. Man, that stuff, like, nukes your field goal. I'm sorry, guys, but 12 of 30 from the field, that sucks. That's very high volume. That's super high volume. 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Still, I mean, he gave you almost triple-double in the block, and he's been hooping. He's like, by regular 9-cap standards, he's like top 17, which means he's probably about like top 8 in 8-cap leagues if you punt turnovers, which, I mean, of course you are because it's Kay Cunningham. So if he's a first-rounder, just let it rock, man. He's absolutely amazing. Jalen Duren, better game from him. Would love to see some better shooting. Jesus Christ, you guys all shot terrible. 17 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. 8 of 20. Thanks. From your center. Double thanks. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. But it's good to see have some better outings right there. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you need to roster Tobias Harris. I'm going to just be completely honest. 0 points. Not because you shot 0-5. There's a couple reasons why. 4 rebounds and 3 assists. That's it. That's all I did. Asar Thompson got ejected. Because he made contact with the ref, but LeBron didn't. But that's another story. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line for Asar Thompson in 8 minutes. He was having a better game from that putrid free throw percent game that he had on, was that Monday? Yeah. So there was no Asar Thompson. You'd expect Tobias Harris to do more. He didn't. Instead, we saw Dennis Jenkins take his spot and ride out the rest of the game. And last time I checked, Tobias Harris is like outside the top 150 on the year and is closer to the top 200 over the last couple weeks. I don't think you need to roster Tobias Harris. The days of this Mr. I don't hurt you anywhere, just cruise along, it may be over. If you want to hold, I understand, but you don't have to hold to this. You can probably, I'll be completely honest with you. If you were like, hey, what if I like string the spot and get a couple of better games out of different players? You know, instead of him having three games, you get 4 to 5, depending on how you stream the week. You're going to get better value out of streaming that slot than dealing with Tobias Harris. I don't think you need to hold him in 12-team leagues. 14-team leagues, I'm sorry, you probably still have to. In deeper leagues, absolutely not. You do not have to hold this guy. I mean, I'm sorry, now child leagues, 10-team leagues, you don't. Deeper leagues, yeah, you still have to hold this guy. We'll go look at the rest of the guys. Isaiah Stewart, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. He saw a lot of time over Tobias Harris as well. 1 triple, 5 or 10 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. You can roster him in 12-team leagues. You don't have to. That's totally up to you. Ron Holland had 12 points and 7 rebounds in his limited time in 19 minutes. Shot 5-11 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. And Jaden Ivey had 8 points, 1 steal, 1 block in 14 minutes, along with 2 triples on 3 of 6 shooting. I don't see his big, like, hey, guys, look at me. I'm Jaden Ivey getting 30 minutes. To be fair, Duncan Robinson did get hurt. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds. He hurt his knee. I don't know the severity of it. Sucks that he hurt his knee. If he's out, you'd expect more from one of these guys. But to be real, it's probably going to be Dennis Jenkins, I think. Dennis Jenkins played 20 minutes. He had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 4-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. They like Dennis Jenkins. He had more minutes than Jaden Ivey. If you want to go and look at him, I would. You can also wait and see how the lineup plays out on the next game. But keep an eye on Dennis Jenkins because he's getting some time. We'll go ahead and look at the Dallas Mavericks and what happened over here. Coop's just special, bro. I'm just going to be honest with you. Cooper Flagg is going to be one hell of a player. All-NBA is in his future. Absolutely, 100%. 23 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. He just sucks from three-point, and it's going to correct itself, which means it's going to get better. This is going to get better. 8 of 20 from the field, not best. That's not the best from the field. It's high volume. He didn't shoot the best. But he did get 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Dude, just be patient. That top 20 run is coming. Just be ready for it. It's coming. Anthony Davis, he returned. I believe he just sat out. They just said like it was a calf injury. I think he just sat out because it was the Jazz and ended up losing, unfortunately. But he plays. He plays the tough opponents. 15 points, 14 boards, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 1 triple. He just had a bad shooting night. 7 of 18 from the field. He started off like 1 of 7 and then just like killed it the rest of the way. Good stuff, AD. Love to see that from the mans. I think he's still someone that's revving up too. You're going to get a run out of AD as well. PJ Washington, I like this game from him, especially when he doesn't nuke your free throw. 13 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks, 1 triple, 6 of 10 from the field. Thanks, PJ. I'll take that. Absolutely. Also, Najee Marshall still in the starting lineup. 16, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 of 9 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Cool. I'll take that too. I think he is still someone worth rostering as long as he's getting those starting minutes. We do got to talk about the point guards, though, because Ryan Nembhard only got 21 minutes and Brandon Williams got 31. And it sucks, although Ryan Nembhard was a plus 9. And Brandon Williams is a plus 5. I'm double-checking my screen. Oh, I apologize. Brandon Williams is a negative 5. And Ryan Nembhard was a plus 9. The problem is, Ryan Nembhard is a fantastic passer. He can dictate the pace of the game. He knows how to get to his spots. Sees the floor like none other. Absolute floor general. The problem is that he's small. And he's a liability on defense. Brandon Williams is a little bit bigger than him. And can play defense better. And I think that's what they need in this contest. Am I dropping Ryan Nembhard? No, I'm not. Could I be starving here? Absolutely could be. But Ryan Nembhard is the one that's still starting. I think he's the one that's still going with. It just got a little out of hand. They needed more defense. Brandon Williams ended up closing the game. Ryan Nembhard had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes, 3 of 5 shooting in 21 minutes. I do think you still hold him. Brandon Williams played 31 minutes. He had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 3 rebounds from the field, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. That's good. I mean, for him, he's not the best shooter. His shooting percentage hasn't been the best, but that's a good game for Brandon Williams. If you want to grab him as a speculative hold, you could. Of course, the best way to extract value is to roster them both, but you don't have to do that to yourself. I would still pick Ryan Nembhard over him. Because we did see, although they were both out, Ryan and Mark just literally got a double-double, 14 and 11 last game. And I do think he is the better prospect, expecting he's only a rookie, guys, so you got to remember that. I do think he is the better point guard, and this team looks a lot smoother with him. It was just not his night, so do not worry. Dan Gafford got 15 minutes off the bench. He had 9.6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 blocks. Yeah, good old Dan Gafford. 3 of 5 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's cool to roster. I think he's more so deeper leagues. Or if you just have AD and you just want to have his backup, I totally understand. Next game of the day, we got 4 more games to go over. This was looking kind of scary, but then, yeah, man. Jamal Murray, brother. 126-115, the Denver Nuggets winner over the Orlando Magic. We'll check on the Magic. Huge game. Dude, I didn't even know Paolo did this. Whoa, huge game from Paolo. Tripped up from Paolo at that. 26-16-10. From Paolo, that's a monster triple double. I like that. I'll talk about monster triple doubles. We still got one to talk about later as we are lit this show. 1 steal, 9 of 21 from the field, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. That's Paolo, dude. Ooh, look at counting stats. Ooh, look at the percentages. Oh, sucks, man. He's got to put it all together one day, hopefully. Desmond Bane had a bad game. It just was not his night shooting. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 blocks. You got 2 blocks out of him. It's 3-12 from the field. Not his best. Wendell Carter stepped up. I like this rim. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples. 11 of 15 from the field. That's a big game. He's still just cruising along as a back-end center. Thanks, man. Anthony Black also had a good scoring night. I do think he is still worth rostering with Franz, although you got to be able to stomach the turnovers. You got to be able to stomach the free throw percent. 22 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, and 18 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. If you can stomach those, especially if you're in like a punt free throw build, yeah, go grab him immediately. I totally understand. Jed Howard got some time, and he made some use of it. I like that. 28 minutes for him. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, 2 triples. 3 of 5 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. That's interesting. I'd keep an eye on it. I'm thinking someone had a run and grab. More so deeper league, if you want to go grab him, I totally understand. And you also had, of course, Goga doing what he does. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 of 7 from the field. And he gave you 1 assist to boot to go along with it. Good stuff from all those guys, although they weren't able to get the dub. They were fighting. And then, you know, it's the Denver Nuggets. Talking about the Denver Nuggets, let's go ahead and start with the man himself. The best player in the world, Nikola Jokic, 23-11-13. Just casual triple-double on a nice, comfy Thursday. 2 steals to go along with it. He had 6 turnovers. Who cares, dude? 10-17 from the field. He shot 58%, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. I don't know, man. This is like another day in the office for him. I don't get it. Cam Johnson actually had a big game. This is crazy. This is actually a really good game for him. 19 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. 3 triples, 6-9 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Dude, I don't even know if you're going to get that again for him this season. Just take it. Just take it. Good game for Cam Johnson. Just take it. You're not going to be able to probably sell high on it. Just take it. Spencer Jones had 8 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 3 steals, and 4-7 from the field. I think he's more of a deeper league guy. He's gotten a couple of defensive stats over the last couple of contests. Some worth keeping an eye on in deeper leagues. You also had Bruce Brown to the starting lineup. There was no Peyton Watson. Yes, Peyton Watson has a trunk issue. So we don't know when we'll see him again, but hopefully it'll probably be soon. He had Bruce Brown had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 5-11 from the field. Just cool. He just kind of knows how to do everything and fit in with the system. And Jamal Murray. By the way, guys, Jamal Murray, as of today, is number 12 on the Basketball Monster 9 cap board. He's a first rounder. It's been an unbelievable season for Jamal Murray. Like, unreal. Unreal. He was number 18 last year. I wrote about it at the beginning of the year. I was like, yo, there's really a chance that he does more this season. This is prime Jamal Murray. Insane. 32 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and those are low numbers for him. one steal, seven triples on 50% from the field, and he had an off night. Oh, it's only one free throw and 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Dude is, he's a real this season. He's a real. You drafted him in the third round, man. Good, great choice. Congratulations. You had 10 points, 2 blocks, and a steal from Jonas Valanciunas. He also had 5 rebounds on 4 or 6 from the field, 2 or 3 from the free throw line. That's good for deeper leagues and deeper leagues only. And you also had 9 points and 7 dimes from Jalen Pickett, who got some extra time in this one. In 23 minutes, he had 3 triples to go along with it and shot 3 of 7 from the field. I think that is also more so deeper leagues if you want to look that way. Good stuff from these guys. They're rolling, man. This is one of the best teams in the league, and I know they're going to absolutely make a noise. It'd be interesting to see, like, when they lock in for playoffs this time around, because Jamal Murray looks like a different beast, and Nikola Jokic just does his stuff in his sleep now. Absurd. Golden State Warriors. Is it time for the downfall? No, let me be nice to these guys. They're just old. They're all old. Phoenix Suns get the dub in a crazy, like, turn of events, bro. Like, last-minute free throw shot with, like, 0.4 on the clock. Oh, my God. I hate when games get decided by free throws like that, but it was a foul. But, like, yo, that's a terrible way to lose. And you know what's crazy? He almost missed him. He was like, he missed the first one, and I was like, bro, there's no way he's going to choke these. It would have been sent to overtime, but no dice. Phoenix Suns win it 99-98 over the Golden State Warriors, who are just, like, mid. We'll talk about the Golden State Warriors. I want to be real. There's one of the only two guys you can trust on this roster, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. You can kind of trust Draymond, especially if you kind of need what he does. But, dude, it's hard to trust the rest of these guys. Also, Steph Curry also had a little bit of a bad day today, although he did give you some peripherals. 15 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, 2 triples, 3 of 13 from the field. You just shot awful. And 7 of 7 from the free throw line. You can absolutely forgive Steph Curry for having an off night. Who did step up was Jimmy Butler. Maybe he heard the noise. They were like, yeah, Jimmy's not enough. He said, yeah, I'll do some more. Thank God he did some more. 31 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 1 triple, 11 of 17 from the field, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That is what you want to see from Jimmy Butler. He needs to step up more for this team in order for them to succeed. Draymond had 7 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 3 of 9 from the field. My thoughts on Draymond is whatever. He is worth rostering. He's going to give you kind of like that weird combination of PRA plus, low points, but rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, triples, cash counters, if you call him that. And he's going to be like a back-end roster guy for 12-team league. Sure, if you want to roster him, he's better in category league always than points league, just so you know. Moses Moody's back in starting lineup. He had 5 points, 8 rebounds. So he did give you 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. That's like a full line. He just shot bad. He shot bad. At least he saw 30 minutes, though. Like, good for him. Quinton Post had 9 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples, 3 of 14 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You don't need to roster this guy either, really. Like, none of these guys you don't need to roster. You actually got a solid game out of Brandon Podziemski, like, for once. 18 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 triples, 8 of 11 from the field. I would still want to, like, choose him as the guy to roster, but, like, you can't bank on any of these dudes. Like I said, if it's not those top three, Steph, Jimmy Butler, or Draymond Green, like, you really don't need to roster these guys. Like, you can move on and find something better, and I totally understand. Jonathan Kuminga's back in the lineup. That's good. He got 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 of 5 shooting in 9 minutes. Tough, dude. They just don't want that guy at all. We're going to check on the Phoenix Suns. Of course, Devin Booker, you can't hold him down too long. He actually started off like a really bad game, and then he was like, no, I'm Devin Booker. Still, you want to get more assists out of him here. 25 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 9 of 17 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Good to see him warming back up. No Grayson Allen. He had a little bit of knee pain. He's going to have his injury woes here and there, but he should still be rostered because they absolutely love what he does. So we saw Colin Gillespie still stay in the starting lineup, but Royce O'Neal moved back into the starting lineup. Royce O'Neal had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 triples, 3 of 9 shooting, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You can roster him. You don't have to, especially if he is now getting deprioritized by Colin Gillespie. We'll talk about Colin Gillespie, who had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 triple, 5 of 12 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He's balling, dude. Like, he should be rostered. Talk to you leagues. He should be rostered. You probably already have more rosters because Brew hyped him up way before I'm hyping him up. He should be rostered. He has a role. He has a role. The only time he got to reassess is when Jalen Green comes back. But even then, I think he'll still have a role. Mark Williams, this is kind of a mid game for him. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 or 3 from the field, 2 or 2 from the free throw line. It's not his best. And Dylan Brooks went to go chucking away, and he actually made a good amount of shots. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 10 of 23 from the field. He just missed his only free throw. They give him a lot of shots, bro. I don't know why Dylan Brooks is shooting 23 shots. I don't know why Dylan Brooks is shooting more shots than Booker. But he is. Jordan Goodwin saved the day for this guy, although he almost missed the free throw to send the game to overtime. But he had 9.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. He's a good permanent guy, good for deeper leagues, especially if he's getting 30 minutes. He made 1 triple, 3 of 12 from the field, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. That was crazy. If he'd have missed, he'd have been, 1 of 4? Wow. Luckily, he made that free throw to win the game. We'll go ahead and check on the last two games of the day. The Los Angeles Lucas win the game over the Utah Jazz, 143 to 135. There is no Austin Reeves. He probably is back next week. That should be the timeline. No DeAndre Ayton. He had elbow pain. I don't think that's anything long-term you need to worry about. Of course, we'll check on the Utah Jazz. They had no Lauri Markkanen in injury management. Ooh, we might be here at the tank, guys. Just a little bit. The tank might just be starting to trickle in. Kyle Filipowski, absolutely, you probably want to grab him. Although he didn't have his best contest, 6 points, 13 rebounds, 1 block, 3 of 7 from the field, no free throws. He just didn't do much, and you probably wanted more out of him, especially with no Lauri down. But I would grab him. I would just grab him. They might start missing games a little bit more and more. We saw, Nurkic miss a game. Lauri's going to miss a game. You're probably good on Keontae George, who is just absolutely, I don't know who this guy is. 34 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 triples, 9 of 20 from the field, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Whoa. Look at Keontae George, man. He's an absolute ball. He's going to be an all-star one day. I don't know if it's going to be this season because the team sucks, but geez, dude, he's a hooper now. He's a little bit of a sell high. I think he's shooting a little over his head, but I wouldn't complain. He's absolutely balling. Yusuf Nurkic returned after a 1-game absence. He had 15, 8, and 7 and a steal with 1 triple, 5-8 from the field. He obliterated your free throw. What is this? 4 of 11? Ooh. Dude, if you're not punting free throws, I'm sorry, man. That sucks. That really hurts. Savi Mihailuk had 17 minutes. He had 11 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 3 triples. Oh, he made all the shots for triples, and he made them all. Yeah, perfection, actually. Let me put respect on Savi Mihailuk's name. 3 of 3 from the field, 3 of 3 from deep, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool, look at that. More so deep leagues, more than anything. Yeah, more shots out of Ace Bailey. He had a good scoring game, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal. You want to see him in peripherals, though. 3 triples, 7 of 13 from the field, 2 of, oh, he destroyed your free throw, too. Jesus, 2 of 6. More so long-term, you will want to see more peripherals for Ace Bailey's long-term value as a fantasy player. We know he's going to score. We know he's going to get triples. Sometimes it'll fall in the steals, but we want to see, the PRA altogether. Taylor Hendricks is someone who's starting to get more minutes. I think more so deeper leagues, if you want to grab him 12 teams and you can stash him, I understand. But most of the deeper leagues, you might want to pick him up. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He had foul trouble. He only had 22 minutes. I think he could have got more here. He made his only shots and had 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Also, you want to grab Isaiah Collier. Look at this, man. 18 points and 13 dimes. Woof, that's a big double-double. 1 triple to go along with it. 6 of 12 from the field. He's just not the best free throw shooter, so he's at 5 of 7. A lot of these guys, really the main guy is Filipowski. The second main guy is Collier. And I think you could look at Taylor Hendricks too. Because Taylor Hendricks probably would have had a little bit of a better game if he wasn't in foul trouble. We'll go ahead and check on the Lakers. And yeah, man, talk about monster triple doubles. We talked about one earlier. This is a real monster triple double. Luka Doncic made history. I think he's the third person in history to get this 40-point triple double with 5 steals. From Craig, I saw that. 45 points, 11 rebounds, 14 dimes, 5 steals, 4 triples, 14 to 28 from the field, 13 to 16 from the free throw line. This is a weak altering line. That's how strong that line is. Jesus, Luka. Good to see him healthy and fit, man. Skinny Luke is crazy, man. He's a beast. Interesting to see how he does in the playoffs. That'll be the real question. LeBron needs to do more because there's no Austin Reeves, and he's doing that. 28.7 rebounds, 10 dimes, one steal, 8-17 from the field. And he made up for his bad free throw performance. He shot 12 of 13. Welcome back, old man. He's hooping again. He has to do more. They don't really have a choice. They need him to step up. I think that's no problem for him. He's got something in the tank to give until Austin Reeves comes back. We had no DeAndre Ayton until we got Jackson Hayes. He had 16 points, 3 rebounds. Perfection from the field, 7-7, but he shot 2-4 from the free throw line. Marcus Smart still holding the place for Austin Reeves. He had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 5 triples, 6-11 from the field. I think he's okay to roster in 12th inning, especially streaming him in if you have Austin Reeves. Totally understand that. Rui Hachimura got 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. 1 triple to go along with that. 6-10 from the field. He's just right, Rui Hachimura, and he's just going to do Rui Hachimura things all the time. Deeper leagues, if you ever need rebounds and Jared Vanderbilt is healthy, you can always look his way. He had 7 points and the 11 boards with a triple on 3 of 7 shooting in 25 minutes. Lakers are just doing their thing, man. The Lucas, also, if you like to call them that. Last game of the day. This shouldn't have gone as long as it did. I'm so sorry. Oh, man. I don't know what the Sacramento Kings are doing. And Portland Trail Blazers gave them an ounce of hope. It was like this much hope, and they ran with it. But they won in overtime. The Portland Trail Blazers win 134-133 over the Sacramento Kings. We'll take a look at the Kings. I don't know what to say about all this. Malik Monk didn't play a single minute. I don't know why. Because Malik Monk is better than Dennis Schroeder. And I'd rather have Malik Monk play over Russell Westbrook. But he just didn't play at all. I don't get it, bro. It's crazy. You know what? We had Keon Ellis minutes. We'll talk about Keon Ellis first. He got 32 minutes, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 steals. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Oh, my God. Keon Ellis is a good basketball player. He closed the game. Wow. Look at these guys. They're figuring it out. Not really, but kind of. 3-9 from the field. He had a bad shooting night. 1 triple, 3-3 from the free throw line. Good stuff, man. Like, Keon Ellis, he could do that a lot. He's like that. He really can, like, play good defense and is a good basketball player. Maybe they'll figure out they need to play him more. I don't know, man. I don't know what they watch. Like, are they watching the game? I don't know. I have no clue. Dennis Schroeder had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 6 dimes. I would not roster him in 12-team leagues. Who cares? Russell Westbrook is doing enough to be rostered in 12-team leagues, although, like, I don't know why he's getting so much time. 20 points, 3 rebounds, 10 assists, 8-11 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I know, like, Russell Westbrook FC's like, oh, but he's Russ, man. He deserves all that time. Like, does he? Are they winning games? Not really. DeMar DeRozan also had a solid line here. I love this from him. 33 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 triples. 10-16 from the field, 10-10 from the free throw line. That's a big game from DeMar DeRozan. You got to show respect. He's an OG. He's an UNC, man, but he can still ball. He's a good baller. Love this from Maxime Reynold. I'm glad they're giving him time. I just hope it's consistent because, like, this Preston Achiuwa. By the way, Preston Achiuwa started to play 14 minutes. Why? I don't know, man. I wouldn't even got to talk about Preston Achiuwa. Anyways, Maxime Reynold, 29 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple. 10 of 20 from the field, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. He needs to be rostered. That's simple. Maxime Reynold needs to be rostered. When Domas gets back, we'll reassess it then. Maxime Reynold needs to be rostered. Keegan Murray, he had like a rough shooting night at first, and then he got together 17 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks. Where is his defense stats coming from? His block rate has increased a lot. And I wonder if it's going to hold the whole season, but it is good to see. One triple, and he had 8-17 for the field. That is a good game from Keegan Murray. Who knows, man? Like, really, I don't know what's going to happen next game. If we're getting BMPs from Malik Monk, like, are we going to see him next game, man? Who knows, dude? I have no clue what this team's doing. It's sad, bro. I feel bad. I have, like, friends in SAC, and, like, they hate it. So I feel bad for them. We'll go ahead and check on the Portland Trailblazers, who did sneak out this W. Good stuff from them. We'll check on some of the main guys. Denny Avdia is, like, I think he wins MIP. I still think it's him. Like, you got, like, Keontae George up there. I guess you technically do. You have, like, Jalen Johnson, too. But I'm like, I don't know, man. All these dudes are like super good this season. It's going to be a tight race, like all the way down to the end. 35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 12 of 19 from the field, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Monster Denny Avdija game. Sign me up. I'll take that. Don Klingon had a solid game. I like this from him. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. I'm sorry, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 6 of 9 from the field, 5 of 30. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't think I like this game as much. 5 of 13 from the free throw line. I apologize, man. I apologize. That's all I got to say. I apologize. Tumani Kamara's getting it together. You would love to see some steals, but, like, he's shooting better, and that's step one. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 triples, 6 of 12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Once he adds, he fouled out, by the way. Once he adds, like, 2 steals to that, banger, bro. Sign me up. That's a top 80 player. When the steals come in, top 80. Easy. Easy. Jeremy Grant, he keeps chugging along. He didn't shoot as well, but 20 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 3 triples, 7-18 from the field, 3-2 from the free throw line. I didn't know we had to start drafting Jeremy Grant again. I was wrong. I apologize. I wasn't unfamiliar with this game. Shaedon Sharpe had a good score. Now, he got started off hot, and then he just cooled all the way off and kind of just chipped in where he could. 26 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples. Love that. 11 to 22 from the field. He just missed both his free throws, and that sucks. But he, I hope he bought low on him because he's gonna do some monster stuff down the line. I think he's just heating up as, like, his scoring stretch. You could usually look towards Robert Williams for blocks, the good old Time Lord, but he only gave you 1 and 6 rebounds and 2 points. You don't need to roster him. He's more so a deeper league claimer than anything. But that's it for those guys. Good stuff from the Portland Trail Blazers. Keep it in. This team is very good. They just kind of get some rough games at times. Guys, we made it. We made it from the 12-game slate. That was an absolute fun time. I had plenty to talk about. Hoping that it was very insightful and to help you guys out. You will see me again tomorrow. Because there was a bunch of games you didn't get a chance to see me. So we'll have a chance to go over, I think, about like 5 or 6 games. So it'll be a little bit more slate. We could be a little bit more in-depth about what's going on. But until then, good luck with your matchups. I know it's another weird week because we lost a day and there's still a little bit of advance there. But I hope you're doing well. And I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for watching Fox Score Breakdown brought to you by FanDuel. We'll see you soon.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.